From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. Here at newsounds.org, we still can't have live guests in our studios, so for these Soundcheck podcasts, we're doing a mix of remote performances and some memorable sessions from our archives. This is one of the latter, and for this one, we take you back to 2017. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band called Jamayo Brown Transcendence uses elements of jazz and blues, but it also borrows hip-hop techniques of building new songs on samples of old ones and tackling thorny issues like race, inequality, and depression. Drummer Jamayo Brown, sax player Jaleel Shaw, and electric guitarist Chris Scholer, who, speaking of hip-hop, won a Grammy as a producer on the Kanye West Jay-Z album a couple of years back, all take recordings from America's past, from prisons and work gangs and churches, as the starting point for their own music. The resulting work is rich and evocative and provocative, too, as it asks the question, just how far have we come, really? The band is going to play a few songs for us here in the Soundcheck studio today, beginning with one called Happy Serving. This is Jamayo Brown Transcendence live on Soundcheck.
One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created. I have a dream. My four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I still have a dream. With this faith, we will be able to transform the changing discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, I have a dream. We will be able to speed up that day when all of us, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old people, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty. Thank you.
and land. In one majestic chorus, they are singing in the words of our freedom song. Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
That is a live performance of a song called Happy Serving from the band Jameo Brown Transcendence, a trio producing all that music here in the Soundcheck studio. Jameo Brown behind our drum kit, Chris Scholler playing electric guitar, Jaleel Shaw playing saxophone. Of course, Jaleel's sax goes through a lot of effects, and both Chris and Jameo are triggering samples, but still, three very busy musicians joining me here in the Soundcheck studio. Jameo Brown Transcendence, the new album is called Work Songs. It is out now. Jameo, to you and the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
It is an honor to be here with you, John, and just you spreading the love and the vision of
I've been music a fan, as you know, a fan of yours since yes. The first Transcendence record.
Oh, okay.
But this new one, man, the use of samples, first of all,
sure.
You know, it sort of grounds the music in an American sort of musical tradition, actually multiple traditions as you go through the record, but it also grounds the record in a kind of social or sociopolitical tradition as well, it seems. So that subtext, is that part of what draws you to the samples at the heart of the pieces?
Yeah, I mean, for me, transcendence is, it's really a mixture of history, it's a mixture of technology, it's a mixture of art. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that sometimes samples can be very effective in being able to communicate history in a beautiful way, just because a lot of the sounds that you hear from the past, you don't hear them as much, you know, now. So we like to draw on that.
Well, and, you know, the version of Happy Serving that you just played for us is different from the one that's on the record, even down to the samples, you know, the Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Now, he wasn't singing that speech, but he was a preacher. So was definitely a kind of tonal thing happening there.
Yes.
And you guys really seemed, I mean, Chris's guitar seemed to sort of play off the implied tonality of the Reverend King.
Yes. I mean, one thing that I really love about Chris Scholler and Jaleel Shaw is that they both have at their core a affinity for the blues.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, the blues is not even really about notes all the way. You can hear the blues in Martin Luther King and just his content and his rhythm and flow. So it's that those common denominators, I think, can be highlighted when we put them together in different contexts.
Well, and when you start to blow up the definition of blues like that, you know, there are rappers who you could say, no, that guy's singing the blues, you know?
Completely, yeah.
Now, for you, Jameo, how did this whole project start, this confluence of history and art and technology?
You know, I would say that it was just a very organic one, you know? I mean, being in New York City and, you know, choosing to go down the path of wanting to get better at your craft, you know, I think a lot of times young musicians will often go to college and they'll get these performance degrees, you know. And I think I was at a point in my life where I actually really started to have a need more to learn about music that wasn't necessarily so performance oriented. I mean, even though I am a performer, but within, you know, the first album was really focused around a specific community called the G's Bend community within Alabama. And
those were the quilters, right?
Exactly. They have quilts that are, you know, museums all over the world now. But, you know, initially when they would make quilts or when they would sing these spirituals, it wasn't really necessarily about performance. It was about the function of the music was about building up the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I just felt like I had a need to kind of go in that direction. So I found musicians who I felt who were my community. And, you know, that definitely is a big part of what transcendence is in general, and therefore, you know, Chris Scholler and Jaleel, they're not just musical relationships, but they're you know, they're very
that's a communal
social, they're very social in nature, and so.
Well, you know, you talk about starting, you know, on the first record with this set of this group of quilters from Alabama, and the thing that strikes me about quilting is quilts tell stories. And you're doing a kind of musical quilting, it seems, with the stitching together of the samples and the live music and telling a story as well.
Yeah, storytelling is something that I have a big passion for in general. And, you know, the quilts they are a pretty amazing picture of that process. You know, sometimes I say I think that how the quilts affect the music, but then I think about how the music also affects the quilts, because my actually wife has started sewing quilts since then. Mm-hmm. And so I've kind of become a fan of seeing how that process happens.
Well, quilting songs are like any other work song. And if you read, I think it was Joseph Campbell, the guy who wrote all the books about mythology, work songs were magic.
Yes.
You know, it was like you needed to haul that woolly mammoth out of the pit that you dug. And if everyone's pulling one at a time, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
But if everybody does like a little heave ho and counts to three or whatever the equivalent in Paleolithic times was, somehow magically that increases the power of the work, and now you have dinner.
I think that music and work have, I think they've been connected since they were here in the first place.
Absolutely,
And so it's interesting in this culture now that we don't obviously see that connection to me. So I think that that's something that I wanted to bring out and express.
So Work Songs is the name of the new album by Jameo Brown, Transcendence. What's at the heart of this next song for Mama Lucy? You've done a video for this, but, you know, what's the kernel, the seed of this song?
This specific song was sung by a prisoner. And so, this song really just tries to connect with that ancient blues and to connect it to something that's a little bit more modern and futuristic. And we hashtag ancient future a lot within the things that we put out. So
a lot of the same problems of inequality and oppression that would have been sort of, that you can kind of feel in some of these old recordings, we're having that same conversation now.
So. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
You want to do the song for us?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Jameo Brown, Transcendence is the band. The album is called simply Work Songs. It's just out. This song is called For Mama Lucy. They're playing for us live here today on Soundcheck.
You can go down yonder till old Matty grown. Oh, I give her $4 or $5 and she's sitting out home. Oh, look at she's sitting out home. Oh, I don't know, baby, but me love Doctor, don't let her die. Oh, she can't.
Another live performance on Soundcheck from Jameo Brown Transcendence, the trio with Jameo himself behind our drum kit and triggering samples, Chris Scholar on electric guitar and more samples, Jaleel Shaw playing the saxophone. For Mama Lucy is the name of that song. There is a music video for that, which you'll find on the Soundcheck website, and a version of it, of course, on the new album called Work Songs. Jaleel has an interesting moment, Jameo, on the song Lazarus, where he suddenly breaks into Whistle While You Work.
Oh, wow.
There's a little, there's a little playing around with work songs, you know, the idea of work songs.
Yes, exactly.
And the idea that the band is called Transcendence, as opposed to kind of wallowing in the mire and the kind of, you know, the lack of conversation and dialogue on big issues.
Yes.
The suggestion here is that through music we can somehow get over a lot of these things.
I mean, the idea of transcendence, that word, more and more I think about transcendence, I focus about, think about that word a lot. It's just excelling boundaries, you know. And so, I mean, there's obvious historical boundaries that I think within this time.
Well, on both Transcendence records, there are songs that are drawn from India or from Japan.
Sure.
And, you know, the idea that it's not just... Now, what about your... Didn't you grow up on a Native American reservation for a while?
Yeah. My father, D'Artagnan Brown, and my mother, Marsha Maget, they're both musicians and jazz musicians, and they actually traveled around in the 80s for Endowment for the Arts grants. And at one point of my life, I found myself in Arlee, Montana, and that was a Native American reservation, and you know, we had a river right outside the house, and we had bears that would come into the yard, and nearest neighbors were 30 miles away. So
how old were you?
I was early, so this was like six, seven, eight, you know, so when you first really start remembering what life is about, and so it definitely had a big impact on how I see the world. It's definitely one of it's definitely an concept that I know that I'm going to do in the future, specifically since transcendence often focuses through the lens of the very first African American experience. There was African American and Native American connection, and that's a story that you don't really hear.
Well, instead of looking at the future, why don't we look at the past for a moment? You want to do something from the first album for us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is once again, these songs were kind of focused around the community of the Djizben community, and because they are isolated, you really were able to kind of be more directly connected to certain things that just are not here anymore.
Well, isolation will sort of keep alive things that would otherwise kind of get absorbed, Borg-like into the larger culture.
Exactly.
All right, let's hear the song. The band is Jameo Brown Transcendence, and the song is called Power of God. This is not off the new record, Work Songs. This is off the first record, which was simply called Jameo Brown Transcendence. The band's here with us today on Soundcheck.
Everything is moving by the power of God. Everything is moving by the power of God. Everything moving by the power of God. Everything moving by the power of God. I rose this morning by the power of God. I rose this morning by the power.
Everything moving by the power of God.
That, once again, is Jameo Brown, Transcendence, the trio playing live here in the Soundcheck studio, and a song off their first record, that's called Power of God. The new record is called Work Songs, and it is out now. Who's the pianist in the sample there?
That's Jerry Allen.
Jerry Allen?
Yes, it is.
Wow, very nice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she's terrific. Yes. Well, Jameo, the Work Songs on this record, they sound great. It's a terrific album, and I'm so glad the three of you were able to come in and play some of them for us today.
Thank you. Thank you for the hospitality, and I hope we can be back again to be part of your community here.
My pleasure. You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.